Well, in case you haven't heard, it's going to be hot outside. Heat indexes could make it feel like it is in at least 100, maybe higher. Dr. Steve Guyton is the head of the emergency department at West Penn Hospital, joins us now. Thanks for stopping in, Dr. Guyton.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So give me an idea. Like, I know in the winter when we see these sub-zero temperatures, you see a spike of people coming in with frostbite and that kind of thing. What do you see in the emergency room? I mean, 100 feels like 100 is pretty hot.
Yeah, that's definitely pretty hot. You know, I would say maybe in the summer we see a little bit more illness related to the temperature because it's just kind of fun to be outside, right? You know, it's the summertime and people are out having a good time and they don't realize how dangerous it is until it's too late sometimes.
And what tends to be the biggest threat? Is it the sun? Is it the humidity, dehydration? What tends to create the biggest problems?
Well, you know, it's probably a combination of all of the above. I think one thing people forget sometimes is the humidity and the effect that it has. You know, you look at the numbers, the temperatures, how high it is. But, you know, the main way your body is able to cool itself is by perspiring, by sweating. And that sweat has to evaporate off of your skin. And if it's so humid outside that the water is nowhere to go, you can't evaporate and cool yourself. So the humidity really is a kind of a silent threat there that makes it a lot worse.
So what kind of things should we be on the lookout for if we are getting overheated? Like, I hate to keep referring to the winter, but somehow that just makes me feel cooler. I don't know. but, you know, we talk about numbness on the extremities, that kind of thing in the winter. What do we look for in the summer in this kind of heat?
Sure. The early things you would feel are probably things we've all felt, being tired, maybe a little bit of nausea, some muscle cramps, feeling thirsty, profusely sweating, even a little bit of a headache. The problem is those things can kind of progress, and by the time you're feeling symptoms, typically you're already late in the process. So the really key, I would say, is to stay on top of your hydration. On days like today, you know, this weekend, you want to make sure you're drinking a lot of fluids. You may be asking this already, but people often ask me, how do you know if you're staying hydrated? Because I feel like I'm drinking a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that really can be kind of tough. Because, you know, they recommend, 8 glasses a day, and all people come in and see me and say, I drank more than that, but how can I be dehydrated? One thing, I guess, that was kind of a good key to keep an eye on is how much you're making urine and what it looks like, which sounds a little bit odd to be checking our urine, but really, you know, you think about it, if your body has enough water, then it gets rid of some. If it doesn't have enough, it holds on to some. So how often you're urinating and how light in color it is will give you clues as far as how well hydrated you are.
And so the goal is to have it lighter, more clear than a deep yellow.
Correct. And a caveat there would be if you're on diuretics, like blood pressure medications or drinking caffeine, those are things that can make you urinate anyway. So it can be a false reassurance that you're actually not as hydrated as you think you are.
And, you know, you mentioned medications, and there are some medications that will tell you specifically to stay out of the sun. We need to pay attention to that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the medications, the warnings are there for a reason. I think that we kind of ignore them sometimes because there's so many warnings in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have questions about this sort of things, definitely talk to your doctor, talk to the person who prescribes the medications, talk to your pharmacist. Because all those warnings really are there for a reason.
Now, we've been talking about the average person. What would you say to people who actually work outside?
Resting and hydration are obviously very key. You know, people who work outside, I feel like they probably are used to the heat, and for some degree you can be. You can definitely build a tolerance, you know, and your body can become more adept at cooling itself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep track of how much, really, it comes back to hydration. You know, if you're going to be working outside all day, hydrate and take breaks.
I like that. Resting, take breaks. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the motto of the day. Dr. Steve Guyton, emergency physician at West Penn. Thanks so much. Lots of good information.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Stay cool. You too.